Commonwealth is a global association of 54 independent and equal countries. Home to some 2.4 billion citizens, it includes nations rich and poor, large and small. But what is its purpose? According to the Commonwealth itself, its members work together to promote prosperity, democracy and peace, and protect the environment. This statement, both vague and ambitious, perfectly summarizes the difficulties facing the Commonwealth today as it strives to remain relevant. The British Empire developed through trade between the late 16th and early 18th centuries. Aided by its huge shipping fleet, military power, and industrial might, the empire accessed cheap overseas labor and raw materials. Its wealth and dominance grew fast. By the early 20th century, the British Empire controlled around a quarter of the world's population and landmass. But many nations were unhappy as colonies and dominions and campaigned for independence. Canada was the first to succeed, becoming an independent nation within the British Empire on the 1st of July, 1867. The idea of a Commonwealth of newly independent nations continued with the Balfour Declaration of 1926 and the Statute of Westminster of 1931. Britain gradually agreed independence for other former colonies, including Australia, New Zealand, and later South Africa and India. These countries became equal in status as members of a new British Commonwealth of Nations. Through the years, the Commonwealth has moved from a trade-based post-colonial group of nations into a global values-based organization. During the 1960s and 70s, it played a leading role in the fight against racial discrimination and campaigned against apartheid in South Africa. During the 1980s and 90s, it campaigned for debt relief for some of the world's poorest nations. More recently, the Commonwealth has focused on supporting democracy, rule of law, human rights, LGBTQ+ issues, the environment, and the impact of climate change in member states. Unfortunately, the Commonwealth has no real enforcement mechanism, and its failure to take action against clear violations of human rights and democracy make it look powerless. Nations such as the Gambia in 2013 and the Maldives in 2016 simply chose to leave after criticism of their regimes. In January 2021, the Commonwealth took no action after President Yoweri Museveni kept power after a flawed election in Uganda. Meanwhile, homosexual activity remains a criminal offence in 35 of the 54 Commonwealth nations. Much of the legacy of the Commonwealth comes through the good work of its numerous societies, associations, and charities. Projects include capacity building in small island nation states, education and training, urban planning, arts and culture, and youth projects. With more than 60% of its population aged 29 or under, and facing an uncertain future in a fast-changing world, the Commonwealth urgently needs to find solutions for its young people.